The Gospels describe to us that one third of the life of our Lord Jesus was spent on preaching and teaching. One third of it was to cure the sick, and the other third was to fight the devil. And we hear part of that one third of the work that our Lord Jesus, the Son of God coming down from heaven, when he dealt with the devil. The devil is an ancient enemy of God. He hates us. The devil is bent to take all human souls to hell with him, literally, while God is bent to bring us all to heaven. The devil cannot attract people unless it lies, because none of us with any thought at all would go for come to be in hell with me for eternity. None of us buy that. So in order for the devil to get us to hell, it has to trick us. It has to lie. And the devil is known as the father of lies. It could not get Adam and Eve to eat the forbidden fruit if it told the truth. If it said to Eve, if you eat this fruit, you will lose paradise. If you eat this fruit, death will enter, sufferings will enter, and paradise will be lost forever. If the devil told Eve the truth, Eve would never have touched that fruit. But what did the devil say? If you eat this fruit, you will be like God. It lied. And that is all that the devil is capable of, lying. And lying is the only way that it can trick us humans to hell, because none of us wants to go to hell. And so the Lord Jesus, by allowing himself to be tempted today in the gospel, in order to show us the tactics of the devil, what kind of lies do the devil use in order to trick us? Well, there are three main tactics that the devil uses. The first tactic that he used for a long time in the ancient world, because in the ancient world, you see, everybody believed in at least one God. In the ancient time, there was no atheist, no such thing. Every human being believed in some kind of a higher power outside of this world. And to make sure, many of the humans had many gods, not just one God, just to be sure. And so there were many gods competing for human attention, you see. And they all of humans' making, of course, because humans were searching for God. The first tactic that the devil used in the ancient world was, since everybody believed in God, some kind of God, the devil is going to portray himself as one of the powerful beings, as powerful as God. And this is why sometimes people say, Father, see, why is it that in the gospel, the devil possessed people seem like a lot? Well, I told you, one third of the time the Lord Jesus spent casting out devils. So why is it that in the ancient time, why is it that it seemed there was more demonic possessions than in the modern time? Well, you see, because in the ancient time, the devil was pretending that he was one of the gods, that he was competing for attention. Look at how powerful I am. I can cause so much spectacles in the possessions, you see. And that was the tactic. Yes, there are gods. The devil couldn't do anything about that because everybody believed in a god. Yes, there are gods, but I am one. So choose. I am one of the choices. Look at how powerful I am. And see, that's how the devil could not keep his tongue from lying. And so when he tempted our Lord, he said, look at the whole world here. Bow down to me, and I will give them all to you. As if he's one of the gods, you see. But of course, he is nothing in comparing to God. Nothing. And so in the ancient world, the devil will pretend to be one of the gods. But when the ancient world passed and people became more civilized, the devil then used a different tactic. And this is the postmodern to modern time. The new tactic that the devil used would be, there is no God and there is no devil. There is only your human your human smartness. You guys are so smart. You go to the universities and you get the PhDs. PhDs of Asian studies and women's studies and things like that. And you are so smart. And you don't need God. There's no God and there's no devil. You just have to use your technologies, your smart, your PhDs, your university's degree, and put your heads together, and you can create a new paradise. You will clean up all the messes. You will invent a cure for every disease. Just freeze yourself, freeze your head at least. Hundreds of years from now will revive you and you live forever. You see what I mean? So the devil has changed his tactic. It's all about you. There's no God and there's no devil. There's no good, there's no bad. It's just you. Smart people. You decide for yourself. What's good, what's bad, what's right, and what's wrong. And of course, when left to ourselves, what's left, my brothers and sisters? The flesh. That's all there is to us. And that's why he reveals his hand when the Lord Jesus allowed him to tempt him. He couldn't hold his tongue. He said, turn this into bread. Turn this stone into bread. And that's a tactic of the devil. There's no God, no devil, just you. With your ingenuity, you can turn these stones into bread. And that was the beginning, as I told you, in the ancient time, there was no atheist. It's a pretty pre-modern time, starting in the late 18th century, that this whole notion that there's no God started to come into, because the devil had come into his new tactic, you see. But there's a third tactic that the devil uses in our time. And the third tactic is, oh yeah, there is God. And there is devil. But you know what? The devil is very friendly. The devil can be your friend. Do you wonder why you watch TV nowadays? I don't watch TV anymore. Maybe I'm dated now, but a couple years back, maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 years back, you know, there was a show, Lucifer. Do you remember that? They made a show on Lucifer, and I remember that it's about how friendly Lucifer is. How he can be your friend if you know how to be friend with him. I mean, this is the devil's new tactic. The devil can be your friend. But God, oh yeah, God exists. But God doesn't love you. God is mean. Look at all the sufferings in the world. Look at all the bad things that happen. God is a bad God. Yes, he exists. But he doesn't care about you. He doesn't love the world. He's a mean God. See, this is the new tactic of today's time. And all you have to do is talk to young people. They tell you all the time, I don't believe in God because there's sufferings in the world. As if somehow God is responsible for all the sufferings of the world. And that's the devil's tactic. That's the devil's lie. We have to recall that when God created us, he placed us where? Paradise. The Garden of Eden. There was no death. There was no suffering. There was no diseases. How did it all come about in the world we live in today? The devil. When the devil lied to Adam and Eve, sin came into paradise and destroyed it. And since then, we have death, we have suffering, we have diseases. But oh, how the devil lies, right? And now he tells everybody, especially the young people in the university who is so smart with all their degrees, God is responsible. All the sufferings of this world. Look at Turkey. Look at Syria. Look at Ukraine. Look at all of those sufferings and killings and violence. It's all God's fault. That's the new tactic. So why would you believe in God? Rather, the devil is so friendly. Just watch TV, you see. All the paranormal shows now, you know, you can have your own friendly ghosts. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this first Sunday of Lent, the church wants to make it clear to us, whom are we up against? It's not just fighting ourselves, our own brokenness, our own sinfulness. But in reality, it's a fight against the ancient enemy of God, the father of lies, who wants for all of us in hell. And so the church proposes to us during these 40 days to shape up by praying more, giving of ourselves more, and deny ourselves. Because by the exercises, by the disciplines of Lent, we can have our eyes open to the lies and our ears open to the lies of the evil one. The good news, my brothers and sisters, is that in this war, the Lord Jesus has already won, which we will celebrate at Easter. But meanwhile, the battles wage on. And we, every day, no, every moment, has to make the right decision. The decision for God, or the decision for the father of lies. Let us pray for one another that we may persevere in the disciplines of Lent, so that we may all take part in this victory of Christ at Easter, so that we may say no to the lies of the evil one and say yes to the graces that God has in store for each and every one of us during these 40 days. Don't let these 40 days pass without some changes in your routines, in your spiritual walk, in your relationship with God. Because God is ready to bless us, to fill us with His tremendous grace. And the devil is also ready to drag us into hell with him. Let us be on the right side together.